Yeah, so let's see. What have we done so far with Arbus?
We did that.
Yes, to be sure. Was that?
It's always me. I love.
Yeah, you have to have somebody just pushing you to go weiter. Now, let me get. So three shirim so far in Arbus. Okay, the last shir was really in Duchan. Okay, doesn't count as an Arbus. So the last shir was how do you evaluate Duchan? Right? So what was the issue of evaluating Duchan? Why should Duchan be? What's the technical issue and the svar issue?
Technical issue is, or I don't know which one's which, but your girlfriend of Yuri's din was only by Oras.
Right, and?
It's technical or svar, but also, so. Technically,
so
I guess not considered a
mitzvah. So, and why would you consider
him?
Because
we don't hold like
our girlfriend. Anyway. So Rabbi Yochanan only keeps Oras alone. Who puts Duchan with Oras?
Those the
mashmalos
from the
right. Okay. So that's the technical point is that that Duchan is linked with Oras in saying that it has a similar property to the Chamesh V'Nidogon, but it's different. It's different from, it's not included in Oras in many of the Brises that have Oras on its own, so to speak. So that's, Duchen does come up. You look at ingredients, you do find millet. That was the last year. How does Duchen, but that was the technical point. What was the Svara issue? Was that?
It's not Machmitz like Oras.
Okay, so it's not included in, it doesn't have the property of being similar to Machmitz, right? That it's Nigrar, but in what way is it like Oras?
Mosin.
So that introduced a new, until the Shiran Duchan, we were exclusively looking at Oras as having a property that is similar to the Chamesh V'Nidogon, and it's Machmitz. And now the Machlekes about Duchan says that in addition to the property of Boile de Chimutz, there's another property to be considered, and that's Mazen. All right, so let's just focus on that for a moment. Boile de Chimutz means that Chazal singled out something within the Bria, the Rebbeinu Shem singled out the Chameshus Minidogon, the Gabe Chodosh, and the Gabe Matzah, and the Gabe Chometz, and the Gabe Challah. Now, Chazal, when they singled out Chameshus Minidogon, the Gabe Brochis, right, the Roshim singled it out, the Gabe Birkas Hamazon. When Chazal then continued to single it out for the Brocha Rishoina, so were they following halacha? Kadosh Baruch Hu singles out for bracha achrayna and for these mitzvahs. So Chazal will fall in line and give it a separate bracha rishayna. Or were they singling it out because it had the property of being machmitz? Being machmitz means as the property of creating pas. Pas was the staple, was the ikar. Crossing lines above here. In other words, pas being having a koyach in the bria to create a piece of cake or a piece of bread, or was it being singled out because this has it's a staple. It is a central part of a person's of people's eating habits. Right? So those are the. So when we come to Duchan, that's when the Rishonim say, maybe one of the factors around which Chazal determined the din of Bari Minei Mezainais was that it's Mezen, because that's the Lashon HaBracha. So that's what we explained, that Duchan introduces this new possibility as to, it was to us, but it shows us that the Rishonim were arguing as to what was the unique aspect of the Chameshus Minei Dagon, which gave it its new bracha of Bar Minei Mezainos. And depending how you interpret that, that would determine what you say about Duchan. Okay, so that's what we did. That was the last year. The year before that, was on the unique property. Why is Erez singled out? Right? Why is Erez singled out? So what's the answer to why Erez is singled out? Which means, correct, and Nigra shows us
that it has some power.
Right, right. So that's why that's what Rav and Shmuel had to say, that it is different than Chameshes Mini Dagon. Because in some way, there's one particular din, the Yerushalmi, in Chala Aleph Aleph. Okay. So what was our third year in Erez?
That was
the
Rashi. Oh, no, that was...
The
first one that we had?
What was the first one?
That was the thing that, no?
You're just telling.
So
what was the second shiur? Oh, that's one shiur.
More in depth on that point from the Chassam Sofer. Explain it more in depth.
The Chassam Sofer was a separate shiur.
No, Sanfuka was the end of the first
part. Right, end of the Yerushalmi.
We had like just opening it up on the day we finished the Adnei Nezer and the Shir Alevi.
Oh, it was half a shir.
Yeah,
it was
two and a half. The third year
okay.
Was the
Rifer Bini Yonah. Okay. Okay, so this is really the second shir in Arvus. Okay, so today we're going to discuss the halacha lemasa. The halacha lemasa. When does Erez get its new bracha? When it is a koyses, is the Erez going to be pervi adama? So when are we going to say that Erez has gets a bari minei mizonis? Right, that's going to be what we'll focus on that. So here also, there's going to be a technical part, and then we'll have to understand the svar as well. The technical part is that the Rabbi Yonah explains to us that the technical part is that lemasa, when we get to Shulchan Aruch, we'll jump ahead. Simon Reish Ches Siv Zayin HaKoises as a Oyrez Mevarchal of Bari Priyadoma V'yachar of Bari Nefoshes V'im Bishle. But if one cooked the Oyrez Masa Kedera Ad She Nismoyach, until the Oyrez has become crushed, it become no longer you can no longer recognize that it's Oyrez Oyshe Tochanu, or when grounded V'osa Mimenu Pas, or when made a Pas, that's Masa Kedera or Pas. So that we have not seen in our sugya. Correct? We look at our sugya in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Heviu lefon of pas oirez of pas duchen. Mevorach alav tchila v'soiv kemasa kedera. V'gabei maisa kedera. So the Gemara says, "Kemasa kedera loy kemasa kedera, kemasa kedera the mevorchin alav, veloy kemasa kedera, because maisa kedera is mezaynais and ala mechia viluhacha shehakol and bari nefashos." So how do we get from our sugya to halacha lemasa? How do we get from our sugya to an entirely different din in Shulchan Aruch?
The Gemara's conclusion is that they have tiyafta on the Rabbanan, so really we say it as Mizornos, and then at the very end we say that when they said it was Rahat's main shoulders, so they really meant it was one of the level of Klum. So, like, the Maskana of our Gemara, it is Burmese and Mizornos and Burmese Fashos.
Okay, so just to be marking what Avram is saying. When you look at the Sugya, so the way we paskin does not show up on the Omer, right? Doesn't say that on Erez you make a ala michi a bari minei mezonos. So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah explains, that at the very end of the sugya, we said Tiyufta de Rav Shmuel. Once we say Tiyufta de Rav Shmuel, so Rabbi Yonah says we now have to look back at the sugya and see what did we say only because we were trying to accommodate Rav Shmuel. And once Rav Shmuel's mufrach, right, so then we have to say, then we have to look at trying to understand, looking at the brises kipshuta. So this, again, is not in the sugya itself, but now let's go through the sugya in order to appreciate what Rabbi Yonah is pointing out. The sugya began, why are we discussing Iris here? It's really premature to discuss Iris. We haven't discussed Chamesh Mini Dogon yet. Right? We're going to be looking at Siv Zion before we look at Siv Hain Siv Av, but that's the way that the easiest for us to see it, to be Asuka Shmaitza Liba Dilchasa. So how do we get to the sugya? We were discussing a Rav Shmuel about Iker and Tofel. And then the sugya said that Rav Shmuel has two statements which sound very similar, right? Kol sheyeshbo and kol shehu. And then the Gemara said, before we discussed how to understand Rav and Shmuel vis-a-vis chamesh smina dogan b'tarayves, that it upends the din of Iker v'tofel, that chamesh smina dogan is a different rule of Iker v'tofel than all other minim. It said we have to straighten out why we have two lashonos. So once the Gemara explains the lashon of kolshu, the lashon of kolshu, not kolshu yesh, was to teach us that aval oris v'duchan loy. So oris v'duchan loy, the Gemara says, means kolshu me chamesh v'dogon mevorchan v'mizaynos lafuke oris v'duchan. That you'll never say a mezonos and oris v'duchan. So the Gemara says we have a brisa, pas oris or pas duchan, ke maasei kedera. So the pashtus of that line is bari minei mezonos and al hamichya. But that goes against Rav and Shmuel. So in order to explain this brisa so that it will fit with Rav and Shmuel, we said that kemaisa kedera veloy kemaasei kedera. All right. Again, we have pas oris v'pas duchan is kemaisa kedera. Maisa kedera is mizaynos and meyin sholos. That goes against Rav and Shmuel. So, in order to have Rav and Shmuel be consistent with the brisa, we had to say that it's kemaisa kedera that you make a brach on it. But it's like a ma'ase kedera because it's a regular bar for yadama. Dilo ma'ase kedera b'tchila bar min mizaynos. It means shalom shachol b'tchila m'shahakol. Why shahakol? Why not a bar for yadama? So I have to come back to that, and the end will be bar in nefashos. So now, Rabbi Yonah points out we learned a very derech pshat in this brisa. This brisa says that it's ma'ase kedera. And because that goes against Rav and Shmuel, we had to learn a pshat b'doyechek, kemaisa gedera, that it gets a bracha. That's the olive base that also Hanus Ben Olas have li bracha. So I needed a brisa to say, did we have a havamin that you don't make a bracha b'chlal? It's pella. In other words, lu yitzuya, that the Gemara would have stayed with this pshat, and we would have stayed with Rav and Shmuel, there probably would have been another Gemara that said, is this really the pshat? Is this a good pshat in this brisa? It didn't happen because there's no reason to stay with this derech pshat. Because Rav and Shmuel are mufrach at the end. So now that they're mufrach, so then what's the best way to learn pshat in Heviu Lefonov Pas Erzbos Duchen Mevarach L'Tchila V'Saiv Kimasei Kedera. So it should be Mizaynoi Senal Amichya. Right? That would be the easiest pshat. So the Gemara says, again, reconstructing the sugya, not having to accommodate to Rav and Shmuel. The oires lav masa kedei ruva tanya. We have a brisa chilka tirgis seilis viz irsin the oires. Those are all masa kedeira. The Gemara says, right? And that would be a kasha on Rav and Shmuel, because Ira should not be in this group. So Gemara says, well, that's Rabbi Yechna ben Uri, who says Ira is Mendogan. Gemara says that could not be part, that a kimta is dismissed. Why? Because we have Hakaisis Zachita Mavarchal of Barpri Adama, Tachana Afa. No, I have to get to this. Hakaisis is the Irez Mavarchal of Barpri Adama, Tachana Afa Yobishlai. So now we have a pas Irez that's been cooked. Betchila Mavarech Bore Mine Mizainais, Mesaif Mein Shalish. So this could not be Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, because we should say Amoitzi. So it must be the Rabbanon. What is the Rabbanon? And there's no place for Rav and Shmuel. Now, so Hayyitzi Mikol Zeh, we have a braisa that says that B'tchila Mevarchal of Bar Minei Mezoinos, and at the end, Achas Mein Shalish. Correct?
Bye.
Right? And that's what we're holding right now. Because we don't have to say that it's... We don't have to accommodate Rav and Shmuel that says Erez is not... that says Erez should be a Shahakal and a Borei Nefoshes.
Well, they say anything about Borei
Nefoshes? No. Okay. No. Omar Mar, Akaisis is the Erez. Mivarcha love Borei Adama. Tachanay Afi Vishloi, Afal Pisha Prusis Kayomois, Betchila Mavarchal of Bormin Mizonois, Lusay Brochum Yachas Minchos, Vatanya. But don't we have a Brysa that said, Libesoy Filoi Klum? We haven't seen this Brysa yet. Of course, another Brysa that after, when one has a rice cake, not what we call rice cakes now, but one has a rice kugel, and you don't make any brach at all. Om Rav Sheish is leikasha. Om Gamil v'Rabbanan. Netanya is aklal. Kol shu mishiva minim. Rav Gamil oimer sholish brachos. That means you make you bench on it. V'chom oimerim bracha achas ben sholish ala mechya. U'maisem Gamil v'zkenim. Shri mesubim baliyah. V'yir v'chay. V'yilvon of koisvais. Dates. V'ochloi. V'nasan or Gamil v'shus Rabbi Akiva l'varach kavas u'birach Rabbi Akiva bracha achas mein shalish. And Omer Rabbi Gamliel Akiva Moshe to machnas reshcha min amachleikas. Rabbeinu af l'pisha to'im rekach v'chavach m'kein l'matan Rabbeinu halachal k'rabim. So halachal k'rabim over here means what the Rabbanon would say. What do the Rabbanon say? Right, so when we say Vatanya Libisoifa Loiklum, Omer Rav Sheshes Loikash, Ha Rabban Gamliel Ha Rabbanon. Rabban Gamliel said that you say an Alamichya after the Chamesh Vinidogon. And Rabbi Akiva, and what do the Rabbanon say? Who's that?
Isn't
it talking about Erez? Yeah. Zeh Klal. Kol Shemeshivas Aminim. So what happened to Erez?
It comes later.
The answer, the
price
ends, the price goes all the way down to the
line. Right, and?
So it's talking about Erez.
Talk about Erez later, right?
Reg Amiel says it's, you make Rachmin Shalosh. And the Rabbanan say you don't.
Ela olam rabbanan v'tani gavi ayres v'soif ena einim avarch olav v'leiklum. So Rabbi Yonah says, once we don't have to accommodate Rav and Shmuel, so we're left with a brisa that says kim masek kedera, right? And we have a brisa that says v'soif v'leiklum, and that's the rabbanan, and we go yoch ram alachal kerabim. So the Rabbanon, so Legavi the Bracha Rishayna, we have Kimasi Kedera. And Legavi the Bracha Chroina, we have Lubasoifa Loiklo. So that's the technical Sugya. Technically, the Rif writes Gufa. Rabu Shmuel Amri Tervayu Kol Shemichamesh Zeminin Vorchon Lebar Minim Mizaynos Veisvinin Alei Damer Kol Shemichamesh Vorchon Lebar Mizaynos The Olma Oyres Leditul And Vorchon Lebar Minim Mizaynos Mehod Etanya We Yes Akash And Rabu Shmuel Kais Echid Vorchon Lebar Priyadoma Tochen Ofo Bishla. Hakoyzus the Oyres, we ask from Rabbi Shmuel from this brisa. Hakoyzus the Oyres, Barfi Adama, Tochen Alpha Bishlo, Alpha Bisha Prusas Kayomis, Bitchila Mavarchal of Bari Minimizonis, Vesay Brachas Main Shalish, Vesolkul Bittiyufta, Hilchot Lagabi Oyres, Kadmevashalay, when you cook it, Bitchila Mavarch Bari Minimizonis. Vesay Bari Nefoshis, Rabbis Kinet Tirbitsna, Vesnisa, Nathalzaman Beis. Tani Gabi Yores, Vil Besoif and Mavarcha Lov Leikum. Ve Kam we Paskin, the Chol of Besoif Leikum, Mavarch Bari Nefoshes Rabbis. Right, now we explain, the Rosh explains why is that called Leikum? Because the Bracha Achreina of Bari Nefoshes does not thank the Rabbon Shem for what you ate. It thanks the Kiddush Baruch Hu for creating a Bria whereby we have Chesreinos that require Kiddush Baruch Hu to take care of. Alright? But it's a loy klum on the oirim. We don't thank the Rebbeinu Shem for the oiris. We thank the Baruch Hu for a klol yisdeka hanhog in the bria. Alright.
That idea that
Brain
of
Fashos
is thanking Hashem for making us chaser, on like a simple level, it sounds a bit like sarcastic almost. Like if you're saying thank you for making us
okay, good.
It's a bit like what's
the
shot?
So what's the shot? No?
Thank you for making us dependent on
it. Like, correct? Yeah. So that's the word that you heard many times about the Nachash. What was the klol of the Nachash? No.
He eats dust.
Right. Ask of Aldig. He has his meal wherever he is.
Delicious.
No? Because Baruch Hu gave him, it should be a bracha. Until then, he had to run after rodents and mice, and had to find his. Now he mamashes everything. He's wherever he goes, his food is right there. It's a bracha. So that's what all the Bali Musa point out. It's pshat and pasuk that to live in a way where one doesn't feel the dependence in the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's not a mystic way of living, and it's not a good way of living. One doesn't feel the kesher of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Right? The pasuk in Chumash and Breishis, what's the pasuk? Terev yeh ba'aretz ki adam. What's the pasuk? Yeah. The eight yalim in or the chol si chasada, terem yeh ba'aretz, the chol esav asada terem yismach, ki lo yimter Hashem aleikim al ha'aretz, the adam ayin la'avodas ha'adama. What's the pshat in the pasuk? Everything was all of the growth, everything that had to grow was there, but it wasn't growing. Kosiach HaSod and Termiyah V'Aretz, it was there, it was already created, right, in the third day, but it wasn't, it didn't have kiyum in the ground, it didn't have staying power. Esav asada ter yismach. It wasn't going to grow. Why? Because there was no rain. And there's nobody to work it. So what's the point of the last part of the pasuk? There was no rain. So Kedrach had to bring rain. But the Chazal pointed out that Kedrach was not going to bring rain until he had human beings who would recognize that they need the rain. So as long as there was no human being that was there to recognize how that we need rain, because Kedrach wasn't going to bring the rain. Because then we wouldn't figure out the connection. And we wouldn't know how dependent we are on the Rabbanu Shalom's rain, and we wouldn't daven. Right? The Dorshe Remuzais, V'chosia Chasoda. When this passed yesterday, Zlaining, V'yetze Yitzchok L'suach Basoda. What was L'suach Basoda? The daven. So there are Darshanim who say V'chosia Chasoda means tefillah. There was no davening, ter mi'avarez, it wasn't there yet. Why? Because called Esav, asada ter mi'tzmach, and plehim to Hashem mekim al oretz, so there was no davening yet. Once people started working, once Adam and Chava started working and realized that we're dependent on the rain, so then there was a siach asada. So coming back to Ari's question, so when we say boring nefoshes, Rav Chesronah Kamash Rebrasa, that is a great gift. The Baruch Hu created us and he wants to have a kesher with us. So he could have made us correct. That's the very first mahalach of the Nefesh HaChaim. I hope we'll learn it inside. The very first mahalach of the Nefesh HaChaim is that human beings consider something complete when it's unautomatic. If you were to design a tool, and the tool only works if you assemble it every single time you use it. The tool only works if you keep on fixing it. Every time you have scissors and use it, breaks. Use it, breaks. But not a problem, you fix it. So that's considered to be an unsuccessful design. And by Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Farkeret. By Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mechadish V'chol Yom Tovid, Ma'aseh V'Reishis. So human beings consider something complete when a human being can step away from something and let it go in automatic. Then that's a successful design. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Farkeret. If it goes in automatic, that means the Bria is disconnected with the Rebbeinu Shalom. So coming back to Ari's question, when we say Bori Nefoshes Rabbis, V'cheshrona kol ma'aseh brosa l'achiyos v'chachoi, so we're saying, Kedosh Baruch Hu, we've been grateful that our achiyos requires ongoing dependence on the Rebbeinu Shalom. Good. So now we understand technically. So Rebbeinu Yonah points all of this out. Once the Rif met, was Kaveya this din. So Rabbi Yonah says, right after he discusses Pas Duchan, Hine Lamanu Mebraisa Zu, Sha'eres Vaduchan Dinam Shove. No, before that. Right after Begoin Echad. V'lezu asvara noita das harav mari umevi raya midamrina the ravish amitavayu koshu mecham meches aminin mevorch no bar min mizaynes umakshin and alai mi bar heich amru the koshu mecham bilvad mevorch no va'oires va'oires lai mevorch no bar min mizaynes v'tanya we have the price of pasuris pasduchan. And we say b'tchil v'sof k'maase k'deira. So Arba should be the same din. Heichi sav viralu she'im mevorchen al chamesh min bilvad v'dachinon lahamid din Rav Shmuel k'maase k'deira v'lo k'maase k'deira. The Oyres Bitchilov Shahakoil was a burn of first rabbis. Me Acher Shazah Dichoi. Loi Bo Elahamed Dir Ravishul. But on the Rayim said the Rayim a Noma Locha Lo Nechos Le Dichoi. Vitishora Brysa Kipashta Kipshuta. The Pas Oyres who pass Duchan. Mevorach and Oleo Tchilov Vesayv Kimasa Kedera. She Vorach Olov Bari Mine Mizainais. Vilibesayv Rachas Min Shalish. She yoyser mayra l'shoyin kemasa kedera she baloy mar she yivarach alav vermin mezaynos mish yivarach alav tchila v'soif she imkain right that's a better pshat than saying it's mechanish the din that we make a bracha altogether she imkain oyayach alay mar pas erez upas duchan tchila shakel v'soif burn nefashos so why would it say kemasa kedera? Umidilayamar Hachi Shaminan, the Maisa Kedera, Shizkira Brysa, Le Rotzaleimar, Elisha Yavarech, Olav, Bari, Mine Mizainais, Kefib Shata, Losh, and Kemoshek Asabnu. Vilo Afilu Hachi Adain, it's Tarach Lefarisha, Eina Rotzaleimar, Kemasa Kedera, Le Gamre. We're still going to have to be making the Brysa that it's not a full fledged Maisa Kedera. Ela maise kedelin brocher mishayna shemrocha lebayim mizaneis. Aval lo yivarech alav lebesayif brocher me'ein sholish. Kemoy shemivarech al maise kedera leboy nefesh malvad. Kida omer le'el tani gabi oirez velebesayif loiklom. Because we do another brisa, we're going to accommodate. So once we have two brisas. One is kim maise kedera. And the other is lebesayif loiklom. So in order to accommodate them, we have to say that it starts with a Borei Mizaynos and it ends with a Borei Nefashos. V'hapas she'oisin mikitnias. Now what happens if a person is able to make a bean bread? Right? Able to make... What do we have nowadays? Like a... What are we, on Pesach, in addition to potato products,
spelt.
No, spelt is one of the chamish in the
darvin.
Okay, that'd be a pas kidneys, pas kidneys.
Quinoa,
can they make it into a? You certainly have kugels. So. Pas kitnias, kigoin pas shul poilin, kiyetzi boi nire. She'ein mevarchin olav ela shahakal. So now the question is, if we're going to say a bori mine mezoinis and oirez, so why don't we make a bori mine mezoinis on a potato, piece of cake that comes from potato flour? Why don't we make a bori mine mezoinis and almond flour? Right. And we can strengthen that kasha because the Rebbe Nuyayna just told us that on Duchan he's going to make a Bermin and Mizoinus. If you don't make a Mizoinus and Duchan, you don't have such a big kasha. Because then you're making a Mizoinus only in Chamesh Venidogon and some other pre that has a Shaychas to Chimutz. So you have Iris. But Rabbi Yehuda says he wants to make a bori min mezaynos duchan. So that means he's saying baking a bori min mezaynos on a dover that's mezin. So then anything which fills that role, any cake, any cookie, any kugel that you're going to have that fills the role of being masbiyah, you should be able to, you should make a bori min mezaynos. Right? Because Rabbi Yehuda now, once he says we're making a mezaynos on duchan, so then he's taken the position that Chazal, when they made the bracha bari mine mezaynos, is the reason they said mezaynos. It has to be a dover amazing. But once you say that, so then if we're able to make the dover amazinim from other crops like buckwheat, like kasha, right? What's What's orzo?
It's
what's that?
Pasta.
From where? From what? From
wheat.
So that's some wheat? Okay. So that's obviously then they have the dinner chomesh mini logan. But now see where Rabbi Yoin is going. We wouldn't have this kasha necessarily. If we all that duchan is in a separate category, so we're good. All to do with being machmas. Right? But Rabbi Yoin says that it has to do with being mazen. So why don't we make a borei minei mezonos on pas shel poilin or pas kidneyus? Why don't we make a same thing with potato starch cakes? Elam shein derech lasis pas kol kach mea kidneyus kemoi mea oiris vaducha v'loi dainin elu mezonos. So he introduces the idea of if it's darkoi b'chach. Without that, now halacha lemaisa, that could raise certain questions, right? If almond flour is very popular, maybe it is darchei b'chach. On Pesach, potato starch cake is definitely darchei b'chach, right? In the last 20, 30 years. So the Benu Yoina says what distinguishes Oirez is that there's more rice, flour, cakes, and cookies and breads than there is potato starch cake, cookies, and tapioca. Now, here you also understand very well why there is a gzeira of kidneyus against oires. Because oires, when Ashkenazim went after oires, so oires was the product that was closest to chamesh min hadagon. So if you're going to make a gzeira, of course you're going to make it against oires. At the same time, you can understand why the Svardim said there's no reason because it's clear that it's not machmas in and of itself. So now the v'mtoyma v'lomol yivrechal pashal kidneys borei pri adoma kimoishem mevarech ala kidneys. Right, a person has an almond flour. This is a very halachal ma'isa. This is all gluten. All the gluten-free stuff is made from what? From
flour, but there's also like oats that are gluten-free.
Yeah, the most gluten-free things are made from
almond flour.
I'm not sure.
I think you said before
tapioca, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
So also the whole shelf, the whole cabinet in the wherever your shop. Seasons, got Express, I don't know. But they have a whole cabinet of gluten-free products. So, what bracha do you make on them? So we make a shakal on them. So why making a shakal? Why don't you make a borei pri adoma? Right? Why is shakal a player over here? Hakoy says, oirez is borei pri adoma. Now, You crush it up and you make oiris cake. Vori my name is Zainis. Shalkol niraman dechar shmei. It's either vori for your dom or it's a. So it explains Rabbeinu Yoina. Vim toimar mipnei nishtana lamal yusa nishtana. So you'll tell me nishtana. Oh, but we learned in daf lamed vavamed veis that nishtanu lamal yusa gets a better bracha, a more mefurit bracha. Right, in the construct of brachos, so shehakol is a bracha klolis, and bar pir gofen is a bracha pratis. So that if it's nishtana lamal yusa, it gets more of a bracha pratis. Shouldn't get a bracha klolis. So why does when you have you look at this gemalt gluten free cakes, and you look at the price tag, that's nishtana lamal yusa. Right, they're charging much more for the gluten free cakes than they were if you'd buy a potato or buy a few some almonds. So how can you tell me shakel? V'im toimav nation shtanel mal yusa ishtanel de meikra kidney is vacha pas. So we should have the mal yusa ishtanel. So you should get a more mefurit bracha. V'im maria rabne roi. The Hocham, not Ramona Parkin. Oh, I should have mentioned Taka. Today is Chav Ches Machesman. Chav Machesman is a yard site of one of my Rebbeim. Shalom Eisen. This is learned in the Lidish Masai. Shalom Eisen, I remember because Nerum is not the Rechman of Parker, that's the original Shlita. So he was a Dayan in the Bedatz in Yerushalayim. But he was of all of the Dayanim and the Bedatz, the most were not particularly interested in teaching an American or a guy from Hesder. So of all of the Dayanim, so they, when they Talmidim that wanted to do Shemush, they would take regular guys from Geula, from Eshorim. So Sholem Eisen was the only one of the Bedatz that he was later on from Haberstam after Shlaz and Nifter. But he was the only one that he took on guys from Hesder and took on Americans. So he was open to me doing Shemush with them. He had a slot in the Bedatz had a base hero. That's the many but the hero. But a base hero meant that from sunrise till Mincha, there was a poisik sitting there you could come and ask Shalos. Most of the Shalos were Shalos Noshim. But other Shalos also came up, Avelos and Shabbos. So you could always go during after 1 o'clock was Rabbi Yaakov Fisher. So I was zecha to be mishamishim for the better part of a year. But I often think that because he was open, although it was very hard to get shemush, there was nobody else that was giving shemush to in the Haredi yeshivas, so they having shemush. But outside, it was in the Hezi yeshivas, and for Americans, it was nobody giving shemush. But to often think that because he was open to taking on an American, so there are examples to many people that were nana from his heroes. So he, there are a few very well-known stories of Pesach Kron published a few stories from him. He used to live in Botei Naitin. Botei Naitin was you go to Mea Shorim. So there are two Chatzeres. You go, when you cross over Kikar Shabbos from Geula to Mea Shorim, you keep on going down Mea Shorim, and you pass Manny's, Mendy's, the Mechus Farm. So you pass that. When Mei Shorim gets very narrow, so then on the right is the Mei Shorim Shuk, and if you keep on going, so you go all the way to the end is Reb Arla. But if between Manny's and Reb Arla is Batei Naitin, it's one of the Chatzeres there. So that's where he used to live. When I was Meshamishim, so he was already in Alman. His wife was Nifter, and his daughter would just live below, and his daughter would take care of him. So one of the stories that's often told is that somebody once came to him with a chicken, where there was a tray, that it was a common thing, that as they're preparing chickens, if they saw that there was a bruise, it was blood. Nowadays, because of the system in America, it's very rarely a shiloh. But then it could have been a shiloh of a tray for him. So they used to send little kids with these shilas. So a little kid comes to the door with a bowl and a chicken inside of it. And he looked at it and he said to the little kid, "This is a very difficult shila. Leave the chicken here because I have to think about it." "Okay, come back in a few hours." So the kid went away. So then he asked his daughter to buy a chicken. And the daughter bought a chicken, brought it home, and then he cut the chicken so it looked like the shiloh. Because he knew that the chicken was a treif chicken. It was treif. He knew that family couldn't afford to buy another chicken. So that was his kind of pikchus, his kind of concern. Good. So we'll learn the Nishmasai. So it says, "V'aymer Mori, the Hacham Ebnei Malosay Yorad, the Chemish and Nishtana V'yotza Miteras Pri, Ein Onu Yecholin Loimar Alom Bari Pri Adama." The Rebbe Yoni says that look, that we have an almond cake in front of us. We have gluten free cookie in front of us. What do you do with it? A bari meaning mizaynais. He says Chazal were not misakein a berminis because this is not the normal derech. In other words, apparently what he's saying is when Chazal were miyasid the brachis, so they didn't have almond cake. No one was making almond flour cake. No one was making tapioca flour cake. So you can't say that Chazal was oyle bedas Chazal to make a berminis mizaynais. They were misakein berminis mizaynais. Davke an chamesh v'nidogon, and we know an iris. They didn't give us a klal. This would be near his mahalach. They didn't give us a klal. Kol peri sheteichen v'oife umezin. No, they gave us specific items. So they told us iris. No, so an almond fire didn't teach us. Didn't tell us it then. Duchan, so we have a price about Duchan, so then we can work with Duchan. But Amfai Tapioca, so this was, so even though you'll tell me Nishtana Lamal Yosei, but Chazam Nad Keveya, to say a Bar Priya Domam, so he says, the Kemush and Nishtana Viyotza Mitairas Pri. Again, very important, Lashon is Halachal Amaisa. Hacham Ibnei Mal Losei, even though it's a more Choshev thing right now. Even though this gluten-free cookie is more choshev, yorad, it's still, yorad, it gets the bracha klolos. Why? The kevach in ishtana v'yatsa mitayvas pri, ein onu yachelu loymar olom boyre pri adama. Ubirchas apasen in yachelu loymar elu b'chamesh zeminen. So since we are stuck, so we have to make a bracha kololas shekelilas akol vafilu apas, because the Gemara says later on in Daf Mem al kulim im omar shahakol yotza nimsa shebibnei sheigia l'shem pas chol olav birchas shahakol shekelilas apas afal pi shegrua, even though that. I think that means even the bracha is not such a bracha mufreta. So it's a quirk in the system. The food is l'mal yosa, but the bracha is a bracha of Efshel Leimar. B'bnei shederach achilosi v'anosi kol hashana hi kishi pri. V'achshav yotza miteiras pri. V'ein derach hana'osei b'chach. He says it could be, right? V'Efshel Leimar. What's pshat v'Efshel Leimar? L'chayim Rebbein Yen is saying that we're in a strange situation. I have a gluten-free cake. I paid, God knows how much for this, $10 for this little pizza cake or something, right? And now I'm making a bracha shahakal on it. I should get a merchoshim bracha. Okay, so he says, we're stuck because Chazal were not misakin and bracha for us. And Bar Pi Adama no longer has the tzuras of Pri B'chlal. So I can't make a Bar Pi Adama. Vein derech hanu osei b'chach. L'fichach, so therefore he suggests that maybe, efshar, that this is not the normal way to eat almonds. Right? You get stuck with tapioca. But this is not the normal way to eat almonds. V'vichel gar me'ar bracha shalai. Hilchav v'pas shal kidney yaseh v'kemach shalem sh'mevash shalai yaseh v'yisen v'min ha'machol m'varachil l'shak v'soif bari nefashis. U'v'pas eris v'duchan u'ke yaseh ben m'varach v'min v'zaynais v'lu v'soif bari nefashis. Mi'u niru l'mari rav nera sh'yesh hefrish ben eris v'duchan sh'ala eres m'varach bari nefashis v'filu kishu shalem. Okay, so now we're going on to the next step. Okay, so now this is how we get to the conclusion of making a shahakol on kugels and cakes that come from items other than chameshes, minidogon, and iris. Go ahead.
Are we just saying just because at the time that Chazal were misaking the bracha, it wasn't dark on Bechach that we're going to make a Shahako, because the Yotzim and a Pri thing isn't really such a good raya, because we have by flour and by rice also, that by flour it's Yotzim and a Pri, and then Ligur Yusak and Tesolas, and then it gets brought back. So you could say, oh, it's Hashem gave the Koach and Haman and Bechach Pri, but clearly we see nowadays that Hashem also gave some sort of Koach and.
Right.
And just because of the time of Chazal.
That's the best. No, do we have another alternative though? No. I mean, that's how I came to say that I think that's what he's saying, right? The second svara, darkei b'kach. So that would halacha l'maisa, that would mean that we'd make a shahakol an almond flour. But let's say if we find other gluten free flours, it's hard to say. And I would say also I would understand that even though on Pesach, so darkei b'chach is that potato flour, but l'maisa b'esti is not darkei b'chach. So in explaining how we come to the halacha l'maisa, so l'chayram. Hayois that we're not noyeg to make a bari mini mizonos on other gluten-free forms of cookies and cakes. L'chor was saying that since Bizman Chazal, they didn't make the wrong kaveh of the bracha. Yeah, I'm working with backwards, being miyash of the minig we have. Correct, yeah.
I'm not saying, my the topic is why you can't say mizonos.
Yeah,
the only reason because Chazal didn't talk about it.
But it's not only.
Well,
that's
yeah.
But it's no, it's no suffix though.
Who's that?
It's no suffix though. It's not
it
suffix,
doesn't though. Sound like it's a suffix, no. No. But again, I just want to be marked that Nakuda. That's a very important Nakuda, because if Chazal gave us klolim, so on paper, so you have klolim, right? Nishtan, right? Bar minei mizonos that Chazal give us klolim. So now let's just focus on nukuda. If you hold that duchan doesn't get a mizonos, then it's dover borer. Then Chazal didn't give us klolim. They said chamesh minei and iris. Correct. So then, if duchan is a borer pri adama, so then you'd have no kasha b'chlal, right? Hayois that Ibn Yoina says that Duchan should be up there with Oiras, and why? Because it's Mazin. So now Yosef has a kasha. He says, well, maybe Mazin's a klal. So we're straddling a little bit. That's why that is a difficult nakuda, right? But l'chayra, that's the best shot we can give, right? Because l'chayra, we don't find that. I can say a little bit. Make it a little bit more difficult. It sounds like from Rabbeinu Yoina that there was something called Hapas She'oisin Mikitis Kegoin Pas Poland. Right? So it sounds like from Rabbeinu Yoina that there was other stuff that they were making into cakes and cookies. V'afal Pekin. Okay? We have to finish up in Halal. Just check, finish up whether. You know, the Rosh and the Beis Yosef and the Mechaber and the Ber Halacha. But now there's one other Nakuda that we have to look at before we finish up Halacha L'maisa. And that is Miu Nira L'mori Harav Sheyesh Hefrish Bein Ha'oyrez V'aduchan Sha'al Ha'oyrez Mivarach Alav Bari Minei Mizaynais V'afilu kishu sholem. Avol al duchan einem mevorach alav kishu sholem chada she'ein darkei ela al yidei ketisha oy tchina. Avol ha'orviz darkei loch l'afilu sholem. V'oy dochi mashu behedja begmara. V'orviz lav masa kedei rehu. V'atanya elevein masa kedei rechil ketirgis v'orviz. Now what's the nakuda that the Rebbeinu is focusing it on?
What
is that point?
That it's not just, I mean, like Gemara talks about specifically Oros, when you grind it up, you make a Mizonos, but he's saying there's no difference between whether you grind it up or keep, like, eat it chowing. Or does the Bracha say the same for both?
But in other words, we talk about HaKaisis Zachita Vesasa'ore Vesa'ore Zazavari Priyadam. Because you have the Tsuras Pri. Okay. Now, we're going to have to discuss what happens when you pop something. Is that called the Tsuras Pri? Now, when you blow air into it. We don't have a Gemara about that. It's a newer thing. When you pop like rice cake. Rice cake is popped rice. Now, what happens when you boil up chita? So when you boil up chita, it's already ground. We've never seen boiled up whole wheat, correct? So the kash has never come up. What do you do with boiled up wheat? However, boiled up rice, that's the most common way to have rice, to boil up rice. So what bracha do you make on boiled up rice? Oiris shebishla. So l'chayra here, oiris becomes more, gets bumped up in its bracha more than chamesh b'nei dagon. Because if you have boiled up oiris and it's sholem, so we're making a mezonos on it. We never have boiled up sholem chita, boiled up sholem saira. Maybe not. Okay, I have to go slow here. When people put barley into cholent, is that what is that barley? L'chor, that barley is like the rice. So boiled up saira we do have. So what's the din going to be now on boiled up saira and boiled up oira? So this Rabbeinu Yonah says that kishu sholem, that this is that as opposed to masa kedera of cream of wheat, doesn't resemble all the original impurities. We get it. Bar minim zaynis. Even a boiled up oats lechara, it looks much different than the original kernel. But boiled up oirez. Why is that not koises? Why is that getting a mezonos? All right, so that's the we have to leave off now, and tomorrow morning we'll finish up with the. Where are you holding the marmakaris? Have you ever done the mishchas already?
Yeah.
You did the bir halacha. Yeah. Okay, so no. So I'll give. I'll try to get. We'll go by to the. But probably this year tomorrow we'll focus on. We'll probably focus on. Is it early mincha tomorrow?
Yeah,
11:50. This mincha ready? 10 to 12 is already chatzos.
I think chatzos is 12:10, but because they start.
Yeah,
I'll have
them. Does Rebbe recommend we fast tomorrow?
So it depends on whether you're and your learning. If your learning will be as in the same zone, if you're fasting, you should fast. But if it won't be in the same zone, it's a little bit less. Okay, that's okay for fasting. But if you're going to be falling asleep, so then they shouldn't fast.
If we have a test. Does the calculus change if we have a test, or it shouldn't make a difference?
If messing up on the test has significant ramifications, so then it would have an impact on the calculus. Right? If a person thinks, maybe I'll get a 90 instead of 93. No, okay, so that's not a. I'm anyways going to get a 60. So I'm gonna, okay, that doesn't matter. But if a guy says it's just, or if it's if this could have an impact that if I mess up this test, then I'll have to work crazy hard for the next test. So then one shouldn't fast.
calculation for same for hot goats also? Yeah, right.